Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
State testing to more than 4,300 per day. Now, even with this rapid expansion,
another press conference held by Governor Pritzker
to get an accurate picture.
And standing just to the right of Governor Pritzker, to the left on our screen, is a man who has become instantly recognizable in Chicago, doing the sign language interpretation of the governor's press conferences. His name is Michael Albert. And Michael joins us on the phone line right now. Michael, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Good morning to you, too.
So tell us how you happened to be part of this job that now has become so signature to the, what we're going through right now, and these updates from the governor and our state officials.
Well, I work for an agency called the Chicago Hearing Society. They run an interpreting services division, and they also have a variety of services for deaf and hard of hearing people. And the governor's office contacted CHS to secure an interpreter. And the very first couple of days, it was, very last minute. It was an emergency, and I, as a staff person, was available to do it, and then just kind of continued on from there.
Yeah, so how has it changed your life? I mean, all of our lives have changed, since all of this has been going on, but you have really been thrust into the public spotlight.
Yes, I have to admit it's a little overwhelming to have that much attention paid to me, and I've been saying over and over again that I think that attention is misplaced. I've come to understand that people are looking for diversion and something to focus on other than the bad news that's coming to us on a daily basis. But I'm really hoping that, once we can settle into this new normal, that we can really focus on a message. And I'm really focused on making sure that information is getting to the deaf community as clearly and accurately as I'm able to do that. And the other interpreters, David Jones, Amanda Grazian, all of us who have been working the press conferences for the mayor and the Cook County president so far, are focused on that same mission. So all of this other stuff is kind of a distraction, but I understand where it's coming from. I'm just hoping that we can really get back to the message.
Yeah, on a completely light and trivial note, I imagine you can't go to the store. You can't do anything without people going, hey, you're the guy from the governor's press conferences.
Yeah, there's been a lot of recognition. There's been a few selfies. I've been hearing and getting a lot of email and a lot of Facebook friend requests and a lot of people telling me which TV characters I look like. And
which ones are you getting most? Let's see if it just syncs up with what we've been saying in our newsroom.
Well, Screech from Saved by the Bell is the most popular one.
Yeah, that's the one.
I've gotten Daniel Stern from the Home Alone movies. Oh. I've gotten Pauly Shore.
Oh, okay.
Kevin McDonald from Kids in the Hall, and then Abraham Lincoln has come up recently.
Okay, I don't see Abraham Lincoln in any sense whatsoever. I've always had such a great deal of admiration for anybody who does sign language interpretation. One, that it offers, that it opens up the world to people who are hearing impaired and deaf, and doesn't leave them out. So, number one, but I have such admiration for the ability to do this. And, I often watch the press conferences and I'm watching you thinking, how is he keeping up? How is he doing his interpretation, but at the same time listening to what the governor is saying so he can interpret the next sentence? You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, so this is a skill that, develop, we're trained to do. We certainly study the language, we study the culture, and then we study various techniques for holding onto information while we're producing language into a form that's most understandable to our audience. It's a skill like any other. I know that people have expressed a lot of admiration for our work. My admiration goes out to the you know, the healthcare workers and the clerks who are running the stores. I mean, all of us have worked our lives to develop skills that we're employing to come together in this time of crisis. My skill is one of those, but there's so many out there that are doing just really admirable work, and I'm so appreciative also of my interpreting colleagues who are, you know, out there doing the medical appointments and the keeping the courts functioning. Sure. And the police stations functioning, making sure that communication is going on all over the city. And the deaf community has also been just amazingly supportive to our work.
Yeah, it has to be tremendously gratifying to people who are deaf, hearing impaired, to not be left out. So, you know, so they also know exactly what's going on right now. That's you know, so important. So when you're doing this, when the governor is speaking and using, you know, in some cases he's using medical language, you know, scientific jargon, things like that. How do you interpret those kinds of things? Are you spelling things out, or are you, you know, doing that phonetically through sign language? Explain to me how that works.
Okay, first, just a little correction. We tend to say deaf and hard of hearing, not so much hearing impaired. That's kind of an out term.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that. I didn't know.
Just as an FYI.
Yeah, thank you.
But also, so as far as the technical language, you know, I'm interpreting to a camera, actually. So there's no deaf person in front of me. But I know that out in the world, there are deaf people, some who are very proficient in medical terminology and some who know nothing about medical terminology. And so I'm trying to provide a language, provide a message for people with a variety of skills and comprehension for this kind of information. In the language of American Sign Language, as technology develops, certainly languages, any language, adapts to come up with ways of expressing that technology, terms for that technology, signs for that technology, signs for things like coronavirus and pandemics and ventilators. All of these develop, but even when we don't have a specific term, we do have something called a concept string. So I could string together various concepts that describe the technology or describe the medical term without necessarily using a specific sign for that term. So we find ways to communicate the message, even if we don't necessarily have a specific sign for a specific new term, or I'm just trying to communicate to a variety of people with a variety of language skills.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, how did you get involved in doing this in the first place?
Well, you know, interpreters come to the field from a variety of perspectives. Some have deaf family members. Some come up through religious organizations with a deaf ministry or a deaf service corps of some kind. For me, it was just college. I took it as elective credit for fun. And then I moved to Washington, D.C. to do an internship and happened to find a deaf person looking for a roommate and just stumbled into that. And from that experience, I kind of went on through a variety of different situations that sort of led me to believe that this is the field for me. I'm not one who believes in fate, but I've certainly, throughout the course of my life, have confronted situations time and again that sort of led me on this trajectory.
Well, good for you for being so dedicated. I've seen you in a couple of other interviews where when someone tries to put some compliments and praise on you, you deflect and praise others, which I think speaks volumes about you. You know, we want to say thank you on behalf of the deaf and hard of hearing community, who you are keeping informed. And you're part of you know, a group of thousands and thousands and thousands who are on the front line of this, keeping people informed in what they need to know and arming people with the information they need to protect themselves. So
that's really the crucial part. And I also want to really thank the media that has come to a greater understanding of the need for this access and staying on the interpreter when the interpreter is present, that there's a reason that we're there and a mission that we have to accomplish. So I really want to praise the media for that. WGN has been excellent, both radio and TV, but in this case TV, about really making sure that access is visible.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us. You probably have a press conference this afternoon, don't you?
I am heading to a press conference this afternoon, yes. And I just want to say to your audience, you know, we've got to stay strong and stay together.
Absolutely. That's the way we do this. Stay sensible and stay strong. Stay together. Michael Albert, the sign language interpreter for Governor Pritzker. Appreciate you joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Michael.